All right. Calling the second meeting to order. We have a quorum, Michael Seeds, our clerk, Chris Kilpatrick, the trustee, and Carol is absent with sickness. First order of business is to approve the minutes from the August 15th, 2022 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. All right, clerk's report.
Nothing to report.
You were on vacation.
Yes, I was.
What do you have for the treasurer's?
All right, so for the treasury report, we had a beginning balance of $349,000. Sorry, $349,008.02. We had checks and payments that cleared of $73,442.57, which left us an ending balance of $276,167.10. Okay. And since Carol is out sick, I am going to motion to approve the vouchers once we get that report and both Chris and I review it and approve it. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, I tried to call Randy on the way here and he didn't answer. Okay. But I pretty much know what he's been doing anyways. I mean, we've got a lot of the patching done on the chip seal roads. They did get the second coat. Or the...
Yeah.
On 180th and 170th. Yeah, the new layover on those two roads.
I do want to bring up on that, the bridge on 170th, where we had that big indention already, and we filled it up. It's already starting to collapse back up again.
Yeah, I got that under bridges, culvert and bridge issues. We got some major stuff coming up. Him and Jeff been working on trees, mowing, fixing equipment, just staying busy. We're hoping to find him some help so we can get County Line finished up, so we can move on to the next one. And that's pretty much it for the overseer's report. I told him and I would sit down, and if he wrote it out, one of us could type it up, or if he wrote it neat enough where we could read it. Okay. But just keep track of what he's doing. That way we know.
How's our equipment status?
I think we're pretty much in the same boat we were. I know the backhoe, he fixed up a bunch of lines that were jacked up on it. Just waiting for it to cool down because I need to crawl in that tank. It's about 110 degrees.
The water tank?
The water tank.
Oh, okay.
I need to crawl in it. I'm not looking forward to that. I mean, talking with Oscar with the railroad, they've got them two big old trucks and they can't haul water fast enough. So, I mean, we'd be wasting our time and trying to water anything right now. So hopefully when it cools off, we can get after it again. Plus, you know, I don't want to crawl in that thing by myself. Get stuck and I'll be able to get out. That's it for that. All right. Board discussion. Okay, the chip seal project. When I talked with Randy, he's got the east ditch on the south end still to do.
We're talking County Line.
County Line.
East ditch.
And okay, then he's got all the culverts.
He said he laid one. He laid,
I think,
two.
He laid Lance Flowers and one to the south of it today.
Yeah.
We want to get that south end completely done. From the last edition road all the way to 47th.
Okay.
So we want that done. Done.
Okay.
That way if we do get a monstrous rain, our ditch ain't muck.
Okay.
So that's the push for it. And then once we get some help, he can go back and put culverts in. They're not a priority. So, and then I don't know if you've been over by Mr. Nelson's house or not, but he started his block work.
Oh, okay.
And it looks amazing what he's doing. I mean, more than what I dreamed of, because he's doing both sides with blocks,
okay,
block walls. So it'll...
both sides of this driveway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It'll hold up real good. And I guess Randy talked with the lady there and worked something out with the trees. So there's a lady over there that was huffy and puffy. Everybody thought it was county line, but it was metal arc.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we've got a handful of trees that we still got to pop, but most of the tree work's done.
Okay.
So I've just been working on that. And then from there, we'll decide where we're going to go next. I saw a for sale sign up at Vu Wynn's place, so I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. It looked like he had it listed for about $50,000 more than he paid for it, looking at selling it. So.
Okay.
Don't know. So all I know is if we want that dirt, we better get in there.
Well, and land, too.
Right. So.
So you're going to follow up with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And that's all I got for the chip seal. Okay, so Dave Springhoff called me the other day. 146th, which is the half-mile road between Butler and Prairie Creek. That box, them two culverts are going under the road. 146th. There's one at, there's two big old culverts going under the road there, and there's two in 143rd. 146th goes all the way through. 143rd goes around to Ruth.
Right, okay. Yeah.
146th. Okay. Got approved for a new box culvert next year. Taking the culverts out, putting the box culvert in.
Wow. Okay.
So.
That's good news.
Yes. And I'm glad they're starting downstream instead of upstream and, you know, putting more water on a small capacity. And so, we've got that.
Where's the one on, oh, you said 143rd.
They're basically in line.
Okay.
So. It'll probably be the next year or the year after they'll do that one.
Okay.
And then, I forgot my notebook. Yeah. We can go to culvert and bridge issues. Okay, so culverts. So, I have got, you've seen the list of culverts, but I've got a little list of, we went and put them in, they built the home and crushed the ends of them.
Okay.
Not just crushed to the point that we can't get them open back up.
Okay.
What do you want to do there?
Builder's responsible.
Okay. I want to make sure I clear.
I mean, I know that you're trying to put in temporary whenever we can. So yeah. If that does happen, that's fine. But
there's one that's mutilated upon. I mean, there ain't no.
There's. I can't remember what it was on. I was over by 130th and Prairie County Creek. Line. No, 130th and County Line.
130th and County Line.
Or 120th and County Line, sorry. Oh, no. That was That was the one with the culvert that they needed to put a culvert inside of there. That has nothing to do with it. Never mind.
I know what you're talking about. Prairie, Blazing Meadows.
Yes.
Yep. They need a culvert. And their waterway, yes. And not turn the water into our ditch.
And not us. That's
yep.
Not
nope.
Us. Yeah. Okay.
So, once County Line's done, I got to have him knock out some of these culverts if we get him some help.
Okay. We've got
some that are pushing too.
And I know you sent me a voicemail. And I couldn't really understand it all the way, so I'll have to get back with you to find that out. What you said exactly on that. Whenever I sent you the list, we had four.
Yeah. There's a bunch.
Okay.
Because there's like two or three that I've put in since we made the list.
Have been put in.
Yeah, they've gone on and done culvert requests. Well, they should have.
Yeah.
I've got notes on them, so.
Okay.
And their numbers, so I can go back and chase them down. They were supposed to go on to the website, fill out a form, put, I talked to Chris or I talked to Randy.
And there was one.
There should have been.
That I put on there.
Two or three.
Okay.
So
we need to make sure we keep that up to date because whoever is after us,
yep,
they need to know that they've been paid for already.
So, okay. Bridge issues. As you know, the steel bridge, we're going to let the county blow that one up.
Yeah, that's
but the
a
hill,
couple years, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't that a couple years?
It's It's either next year or the year after.
I was thinking.
I think there's one in 23 and one in 25. Or maybe it's 23 and 24. I don't remember.
23 is supposed to be the one on 180th.
So that's next year, which is a few months away.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
And okay. So I've been talking with the landowner there on the south side and then Randy, about getting that hill cut down so we can make sure that we tie that in correctly.
Okay.
But we have some major tree work to do down there too. Same thing up on the Arch Bridge. And we'll cover that more, but that's overgrown so bad that...
Okay. We need to finish County Line and Metal Arc. We've got to get those prepped and ready. I mean, I know that we've got to worry about the bridges as well, but
yep.
Knowing them, that will be until later.
I'm bringing this up because it's... Time's closing on us,
yeah.
And so we just got to keep on top of it.
Okay.
Maintenance and repairs. We'll get the two tires when he gets help, just like kind of situation we are. Randy, I want to give him kudos for him taking the time and fixing that backhoe like he did. I mean, most of the time he would have just took the hose off, put it back on, threw some zip ties on it, and went on with it. And then he'd be in the same situation a few months, because I think that's the same hose I replaced earlier in the year for Jeff. And so, but did you ever get anything? I mean, did he ever say anything about the AC on the John Deere excavator? They came out and looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we got a bill, but I don't think it's a, I mean, unless they found an easy fix.
I don't know. I need to talk to him some more about that. But other than the water truck, everything else is pretty much hunky-dory.
The air conditioner and the...
Well, we got to get the AC fixed in the roller. And so the red truck's back up and running, has brake lights, turn signals.
Catalytic converter.
For now, and a catalytic converter. So... The water trucks, it's the one that got all the need brake lights, turn signals.
Yeah, it's got the electrical.
Yeah, it's got a lot of problems to it. So that's all I have there. You got anything else? Any questions about anything around there? Randy did go look at that in the daylight, and he does not see anything wrong with the mower. So I told him we need to get, once we get the tires on it, get it up out of the ditch, we need to engage it and make sure there's something that we're not seeing, maybe a little bend in the drive shaft or something. Before we just write it off.
Thank you for your help on that, Gil.
Good.
I'm just glad nobody got hurt.
Yeah, we're good.
Were you guys down there when the car crawled up on there?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it.
So, anyways, you got anything else? Okay. Board business, consider approval to approve the 2023 budget.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. Consider approval to promote Randy Elliott to overseer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2-0. All right, you're going to want to talk to me about this, so I'm not even going to read it to start with. So I had the numbers wrong. It's excavator 200. The end dump is 125.
200 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And get a bid in on that, yeah.
200, hold on just a second, please. 200 and you said?
125 on the end dump.
So we're talking $200
for the cut. $325 an hour instead of $300 an hour.
MX the abating is in for $125 an hour.
Without taking it back to the shop.
That's just for the excavator there.
Yeah.
But you have an excavator and a truck in that bid, correct?
Yes.
So you get for $325, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you ought to explore that.
I'm sorry?
I said I think you ought to at least explore that by one other vendor.
And Yeah, why do you guys make decisions before other people get a chance?
What do you mean?
I think there's somebody else that can do the work for less than $325 an hour with one truck and an excavator is what I'm saying.
Hib Excavating.
Huh?
I brought his name up last week.
Yeah, but he did not take the limbs to the township.
Has he ever done it before? Well,
huh?
He wasn't asked to do that yet.
You told me wouldn't.
Now we're talking about two different people.
Okay, then I'm not sure.
Hib Excavating, Barry Hib, over at Augusta.
He'll take them wherever you want them. If you take them, I'll be happy to talk to him, have him call you and give you a bid on it. But I think it doesn't hurt to have a bid, you know, postpone that 30 days and get a bid.
I'm fine with that. If we got another bid, hey.
Like I said last meeting, you guys know anybody, send them this way. Yeah, they've got to have their own liability insurance.
Huh?
I'll have him call you tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we'll just table this?
Yep. But make sure he's got his own liability insurance.
He's a big company. Yeah.
Okay.
$5 million, I think.
He's a big player.
Works for Evergy. I think it's $10 million.
Yeah, we're always in. Look, I just don't have time to call everybody anymore.
No problem.
All right.
Just make a motion to table this.
I make a motion to table item number 3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm not used to doing it first.
Huh?
I'm not used to doing it first.
Right? All right. Citizen discussion.
Two questions. One, we had the audit report last month that talked about an adverse opinion. Has that been resolved?
Can you provide a little bit more context?
I mean, you don't have the audit.
Oh, I'm sorry. The audit. Have we heard anything back from it being sent?
Have we resolved the adverse opinion part of it, where we're missing receipts for?
I'll have to defer to you on that. In the audit report?
They went to the state. Yep. There was that email about that. But the receipts that are missing are fuel receipts to Casey's, and we can't get them back.
No, there's more than that. We've got quite a few.
Well, for this year, yes.
No, last year, too.
Well, she hasn't got me a copy of them yet.
Yeah, she sent it to you.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
No, she didn't. I have a notebook paper with this year's on there. And right underneath that message, it says, I haven't had time to get you last year's. But I was on it last year, and the few that I know that we were missing were fuel receipts from Casey's.
Yeah.
So if there's other things missing, we'll get them.
I mean, have you ever found any receipts that are missing?
We've found several.
I've been coming here for 4 months. I'm working on that. Have you ever found any? 4 months?
Yeah.
Can we get some commitment of getting that cleared up before next month?
I will try.
I mean, this is...
Okay, I don't spend my life at the shop anymore.
This is 2021 stuff, right? So
yes.
This is like 9 months old.
Like I told Michael, I need a copy of what I'm missing from last year, and we'll get it figured out. The ones from Casey's we can't get a copy of.
Are you the employee that has the receipts that are missing, or is there another employee that
has
that?
Well, it was all of us. But, yeah, I was in charge of them.
Okay. Well, my second question is, I think, did you mention 146th or 143rd, where they're putting that culvert in?
146th.
Okay. Is there any plans to, how long will that be closed?
4 to 6 months.
Are there plans to repair part of 146 back to Prairie Creek? Right now, it's in really, really bad shape.
If we get some moisture, I know he plans on grading it. But right now,
it's kind of like half asphalted. It's a mixture of stuff. So, right now, there's potholes. If everybody's going to have to go that direction, can we put that on a consideration for repairs? Somehow before.
Oh, yeah, something will be done before they close the road.
Yeah.
And I request that we have some resolution about the receipts missing by next month. Is that possible?
We can't put it on the agenda now. And it's going to be 1-0, so, or 1-1. So we can put it on for next month,
I guess. There's a ton of them for this year out there on my desk. And when I was out there the other day to help Jeff for a second, they took everything from my desk that I had organized and went. And I'm not talking just three sheets of paper. I'm talking all of it because I needed to work there. And I don't have a problem with it, but I have to go back through it all now. And so when it cools off and we get some time, I'll get the receipts for this year. Last year, I just need a copy of them so I can go through there and get them.
So you need to work with Carol on that thing?
Yes, I just needed her, and she's sick. So I just need a copy of what we're missing for last year because I think I have most everything in the file cabinet for last year.
I'll get you the report tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Kenta.
Okay, thanks, Kenta.
Go for it.
Mine's a quick one. You mentioned you voted to... Randy Overseer.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm confused. I was here a couple months ago and you done it then. What's the difference?
Wait. The reason why we didn't totally approve it was the point is because of the fact that we didn't know the pay. We were still negotiating.
So that was kind of an initial, and this is the final.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So. We have gone through the negotiations and it's done now. So.
That was kind of like deja vu. It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
I got a couple questions here. Hey,
could I get your name?
I'm Lance, sorry. Flowers.
Oh, sorry, Lance. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. So my conversation today is going to be probably aimed toward Mr. Kilpatrick there. So obviously there's been some flooding along 159th Street there between 150th and 140th, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of years?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Can you guys live on that area?
Yes.
Can you tell me about how long that flooding has been an issue?
Since we've lived there since 1984.
Okay. So it didn't just start in October of 2021.
There's been varying degrees of where it flooded.
Okay.
Depending on the amount of rainfall we got.
Okay. But it just didn't happen. And
depending on how full that pond is. Because that pond that's in that one field, that overflows down into the creek.
Gotcha.
And goes down into the creek that goes the 4 mile creek.
Right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the water, you know, comes from, you know, from the east side of 159th Street to the west side, and then runs on down. And that water had previously ran over the road because the culvert was inadequate.
And there's another pond just north of the Pinecrest.
Okay.
You know,
back in there. Yeah. Of Clifford
East. Whatever comes off the field back that way.
Okay. So is that what your understanding is? What is that has been happening for a long time, and then that was the cause of it?
It's been an issue for quite a few years. I know Rick.
Oh, whenever we do get a good 6 inches.
When did Rick rebuild that road? You guys remember? Early 2000s.
94 or 95.
Was it that early? Because I lived on 143rd with my dad for a little while, and I was over 18, so it had to be past 2000.
Okay.
And you got some guidance from Mr. Springhoff about how to rectify that or help clear the water.
Yeah. Anytime we put a culvert across the road, we get him to size it.
Okay. So he and like his recommendation to prevent flooding across that road was to raise the road and to increase the culverts across? Here, I got the email to help refresh your memory. Item number 3.
Yep.
That's what you did, Ryan Joyce.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't print it up, folks.
So where I wanted to look, so I wanted to make sure I use the correct terminology here. Said you could leave the the existing two culverts and add a 35 by 25 arch pipe for extra capacity.
Okay.
Because, so, believe it or not, the two pipes that were in there were sized by the county previously.
Oh, I'm sure, probably so, yeah.
That's why I was trying to remember when Rick rebuilt that road. I know it was in early 2000s.
I know after they raised the road up there, just south of us, mm-hmm. our neighbor's house flooded. So they had to come in and put in another culvert. Because there's another pond that's back, what street is that? Phyllis or something that's back behind us.
Yep.
And they have a pond, and it also comes and drains and goes across the road from the west.
There is
east to the west.
A substantial amount of water that comes down to that little area.
So you would agree that that's the cause, that he was accurately representing the cause of the flooding across 159th Street?
Well,
I spoke to him in person. He said that was the cause, was the water that all goes down into that.
Yeah, there's a lot of water that goes down through there. Yeah, it gets backed up.
Okay. So my next question is, do you know the difference in public property and private property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when somebody has private property, do you feel that you have some sort of...
I'm not going to do this tonight.
Ability to go on that private property and trespass them?
I'm not doing this tonight.
I don't know why you don't answer the question.
Because you're barking up the wrong tree. But okay? I've told you. Wait, we didn't do it.
Oh, and so the interesting thing is here. So Mr. Kilpatrick filed a complaint against my driveway, okay? And he said that I caused all the flooding on 159th Street. And he contacted a couple state agencies, what he called the Kansas Department of Agriculture and then the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And then you stated that you were making these complaints on the behalf of the township. Now, Mr. Seitz, did you guys talk about that before Mr. Kilpatrick made that complaint by any chance, or did he just do this on his own?
I don't want to deem it as a complaint, but no, we were not aware of it.
You were not aware of it. So really... So he was acting completely on his own when he made this false statement to the Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
I am not going to state whether or not it was false or not. I have not seen the final report from Kansas.
Okay.
So is your driveway this concrete, right?
Yeah.
Do you got culverts underneath?
Yeah, 42-inch.
So,
I put the driveway across the existing culvert that had been in. On the Lowry's place.
Yeah.
And but bottom line is you're making a lot of statements that you were acting on part of the township when you did this, but I don't believe that was the case. You simply made a false report, and you probably spent about $5,000 of Kansas Department of Agriculture as time and efforts and resources for $100 permit. And I don't know why you chose to do that. I don't know why you chose to trespass me. I don't know why you did any of those things. You and I have never had any dealings with each other as far as I know in the past. Would you agree with that? Did you know who I was? I didn't know who you were.
I didn't know who owned the property at the time.
Okay. When you mean you didn't know who owned the property at the time when you walked over there on my property and took pictures, correct?
As I said, I'm not doing this. I've told you what I've told you.
Is that a...
When I talked to Janelle, she would not give me any information because it is, what do they call that?
Litigation.
No, it's not litigation. It's a... Oh, we're kind of like Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
Well, you do understand you do not have any qualified immunity to be trespassing on my property. And I really, really don't want to ever see you on my property again. Is that perfectly clear?
I'm good.
Okay. Next thing. Why did you remove my mailbox and not replace it?
Again, when we were on the phone that day that you were screaming in my ear, calling me everything under the sun, I told you...
Oh, no. You have no idea what I could call you if I chose to.
I told you that your mailbox had been removed so we could work on that ditch. And you said, well, I don't get mail there anyway, so no hurry, just as long as you put it back.
It's been 8 months, right?
Is he done with the ditch yet?
I have no idea. It appears that he is.
No, he's not. We just talked about it in the meeting.
Well, I think he's working on the ditch on down past the bridge, from the bridge south.
I don't know. Okay. He's the overseer now.
Okay, so can I have the presumption that you will be over there to replace my mailbox? mailbox, or somebody will within the next 60 days.
Somebody will be over there when that ditch is done, yes.
And I have the fairly safe assumption that you won't try to be a cowboy and come on my property again. Is that fair?
I'm not coming on your property.
Okay. Because I really don't appreciate it, you know, and that really irritated me. You and I had no previous business, but you started this war.
There was no war started, Lance.
Yeah, it was.
No, yeah, let's just...
When you lie and you make a false report...
There wasn't a false report made.
You lie to other people and you say, I wasn't on your property. Then you said that the state of Kansas authorized you to go on my property.
Where are you getting this?
From Janelle at the Kansas Department of Agriculture. You had said that. You had said, oh, yeah, she said it was okay. I needed to get...
No, I did not say that.
Oh, so, then if she didn't authorize you, you simply walked on my property, trespassed me, and took pictures. And acted like you were on behalf of the township. That's ridiculous.
You want to go down the road? Let's go down it.
Absolutely.
You built the concrete driveway.
Yes, okay? Right on top of the existing level of grade that was there when I purchased the property. And I left the existing culvert in place.
And we tried to contact Sedgwick County and we got nothing.
Did you contact me?
Are you water certified? Are you an engineer?
For the state of Kansas. Certified.
That's the reason I called the county.
But you made the assumption.
And the county directed me to where I was going.
Those people were 100% convinced from the legal department. I spoke to the separate secretary of the Department of Agriculture, and they said, this guy swears up and down that there's going to be a loss of life and peril if we don't fix this. You made it sound like this is an imminent danger to the good citizens of Pleasant Township. And he did all this shit in my property that's not even in Pleasant Township.
I think you're fishing a few words in there that were never used.
I think you overstepped your limits, buddy. That's what I think.
I'd say let's move to the next item.
Did you talk to an engineer before you put the culvert in?
No, I didn't put a culvert in.
Yeah, you did. We can see it from the road.
Oh, the new culvert.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Corps of Engineers told me what to put in there.
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah, the Army Corps of Engineers told me to do exactly what he wanted in, and that's what I put in, a bigger culvert.
Because, you know, when I went to the county to get this, when I asked Dave for the recommendations, I said, Dave, I want you to get me the flow like nothing's going to change down here. Because nobody could tell me if something was going to change or not.
Well, and Dave came on my property and said, I don't know where Chris came up with this. But this isn't part of my recommendations for the flooding. This is. Don't trespass me anymore.
Okay. Anyone else?
Childish.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear you. Can you?
I said that's childish.
Oh.
Okay.
The part where you trespassed and you made a false report?
Anybody else?
Now, what was it paid for the overseer? Same as what it was before?
The pay for, for the new overseer, it'll be $50,000 a year plus insurance.
I didn't see it.
Paid.
So it went up?
Yes.
Okay. And that's supposed to be like right before the board? Determining pay?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that subject supposed to be right before the board to set the pay? I mean, it was before. I mean, I didn't hear a vote on.
We just voted on approving him as the overseer.
Okay.
We usually don't tell the price.
Okay.
Of what they
did with him when we first hired him.
Okay. Well,
I just assumed that was standard procedure. Okay.
Because I wasn't worried about it.
Okay.
So.
I mean, you can figure it out by reading all of our reports, but it's just not something that we normally do.
And Mr. Elliott's an elector in the township.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Elliott lives in the township?
He does not.
He does not?
He does not.
Okay. So you're aware that it is a requirement for the board members and the overseer to be an elector in the township? Not always.
It's the overseer. You could be right.
No, I am right. Would you like a copy?
No, I can look it up. So I guess that's going to be a problem.
So we can't hire an overseer unless he's from the township. I think we should change
that's
that.
State that's state statute.
Yeah, that's...
They waived it for Mr. Kilpatrick.
He doesn't live in the township.
Per book.
You don't know where I live.
As far as Butler County, as far as Butler County is concerned, their mandate is.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. That was my mom's house.
Unless they hire an outside consultant.
Well,
I don't think Robert lived here either.
No, he didn't. There's been precedents, I guess.
Side note, does the county engineer still weigh in on the overseer?
They have the option to do it. They never do it.
They never do it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting off the...
Yeah.
Fine.
They never do that. So I guess we'll need to check that, but I kind of agree with you. We've had past precedents, and I really don't want to have to look for another
overseer. Does anybody object to that?
Well, I understand. It's just that the previous decisions considering Trustee Kilpatrick was made at the county level, correct? I mean, they're the ones that decided not to worry about him being outside of the township, correct?
The address that was given whenever he applied was in Pleasant Township. That is what the county clerk said. That is what the county attorney has said.
Are you able to hire Randy as a consultant in the meantime until you get this resolved?
No, I think we're just going to keep it the way it is, and I will talk with Butler County, and if it becomes a problem, then he'll be...
Randy can live at my house on the night, so give him my address.
Okay.
That's
fine.
That'd be virtual sign things out with the trustee.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think it, I mean...
I think most of townships have people...
I can't imagine
their employees don't live in the township half the time.
Yeah, you can give them any address and tell them you live here.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
That's what Chris is saying.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. Anything else from anyone?
Well, just that low water crossing bridge.
Yeah.
Butler County, what was the decision on that?
He said it will be a year.
Right.
He's not said whether it's going to be a box or a flyover or whatever. We have no idea.
They're trying to find the money.
Yeah, they're trying to find the money. They're trying to get SEMA to kick in a little bit.
Did you say FEMA or SEMA?
SEMA.
Yeah, SEMA.
Right.
S as in Sam.
And then also FEMA, and then looking into some grants because this is an unexpected issue.
But a year, because everybody... Well, you even asked me that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was told last month. That's what I brought up in last month.
At least a year before they do something, or Butler County.
I mean, who knows what might happen? It could, you know, they could get the money tomorrow and go and do it. But what the Butler County told us was it'll probably be a year.
Good. So I can pass that on. So.
Mm-hmm.
Randy?
That was discussed last year, too, or last meeting.
What agreements, Randy Elliott, the other Randy Elliott, what agreements have been put in place with SEMA for repairs on the county roads?
As I stated in the last meeting, which you weren't
here,
so I'll reiterate, they will not sign an agreement. Butler County said that they have been really good about fixing everything, and when and ever this gets done, if we run into problems afterwards, let Butler County know, and they will go and fight for us.
I'm a little surprised at that, because when we built 210 from Santa Fe to back to Douglas, like 09, somewhere in there, per KDOT, we had to supply KDOT with designated haul routes. We were responsible for any and all repairs on paper. We're a local contractor. And anything that we disturbed beyond its original condition, we had to go back and re-rock. It was all in writing. And you know, SEMA's pounding these roads, and with nothing in writing, out-of-state contractor, big money, big attorneys, and no agreements in place.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Well, I'll be the first to admit, I think nothing of our county attorney, and probably less of our county engineer. But I'm shocked that we can't have some type of legal precedent stating these are the roads that we're going to allow you to travel in the course of private construction. The railroad is private construction, and that here's what you're going to have to put them back to when you're done.
Right.
because they could, trust me, from a, worked for a large contractor for many years, we didn't pay for anything more than what was in writing.
And they never got a contract, never got nothing in writing before it started.
Correct.
That's bad.
I mean, they just kind of blown in.
That's why I don't like that contract.
They've kind of blown in and done what they wanted. And I've seen some of the stuff that they did up in Chase County when they came down through Cassidy and Lightfield Green and all of that. And I've been part of that area because I've looked at some work for them. And it concerns me traveling these roads that, you know, it's kind of like that bridge. They were running it. They collapsed it. And now we're trying to get something out of sand. The township has the right, just like the substation out here and where the solar farm went in. You guys back then said, okay, you want access, this is what you're paying. And the township does have a legal right.
I understand.
I'm concerned for the township, for the taxpayers of the township. Lord knows we're all being taxed enough by Butler County. It's time for some of the people up there at Butler County to stand up and do their job.
So whenever I talk to Daryl about that, Daryl Lutz, so everybody knows, because he got an agreement that he sent to me and I was trying to rewrite it. That was going to be specifically for the township. And whenever I called Daryl, because I had a bunch of questions about it, mainly, why are we signing it? Why isn't Butler County signing it? The reason why they did that one was that was the part that went over El Dorado Lake. And so they had a special thing that they had to do, that they had to make sure that they weren't going to jeopardize El Dorado Lake, contaminated or whatever. So they had an agreement put in. And he stated that SEMA won't do that agreement for anybody else, unless it's, you know, not for us. But Dale did say that, you know, they've done a good job with doing the other parts, you know, the other places where they've been through. They've done a good job with repairing it back to normal. But if it is a problem, whenever we get to that point of being done, or when it is done, then we can ask for their assistance at that point.
Are they going to address the chip seal where they're traveling and unraveling the shoulders?
They better.
Oscar's been, there's two Oscars. There's the lower level Oscar and then the GM Oscar. Just like the other night, I couldn't get the crane off 170th. He called me, I'm blocking traffic. Prepare for your phone to blow up. I'm like, thank you. You know, that's all I ask.
I want to make sure, because, you know, we got a lot of concrete culverts left in the township still. And the way, especially when they start, we haven't seen the truck traffic on the roads yet. Yep. When they start bringing in all the sub-based and then all the rail ballast, there's going to be a lot of truck traffic. And a lot of those old concrete culverts don't stand up to that real well. And just like that low water, it's at some point in time, that's going to be an expense back to the township when it's got heavy loads hit or far above and beyond everyday traffic.
Right. Fair enough.
Have they changed their method of, are they just following the track? Crossing over the roads now instead of hauling down the roads?
They haven't been dropping any dirt as of late, at least at my railroad track. But they were taking down, they were going down where they're building it up, but then they would take down Prairie Creek. I don't know where they were going.
They're trying
but
to
get, come off and then go down.
They're trying to get everything ready for the bridges.
Right.
That's what they're doing right now.
So they did a little bit of work today on my bridge by my place, but they haven't, I've not seen any dirt trucks for quite a while.
The ATs are down on Santa Fe and 47th area hauling rock from to the crusher. They're crushing their own rock too.
They're making it a little wider in there for an easement too.
It's supposed to stop the passing train that stops here in town and blocks traffic for a half hour, 45 minutes. That's what it's supposed to do.
Having that extra easement where they can add the track through there.
Yeah. They took about 20 feet.
Even where the double tracks are, they're still adding another track. So It's going to be nice.
Starting from Emporia, they're going all the way down to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
All right. Anybody else?
I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a notice that they would be having some information about the tax raise and the millie raise on this meeting.
Mm-hmm. We have that information. I have that. We can definitely discuss it.
Yes, I'd like to know how they come up with this.
So each entity, it has its own thing. So they decide what their mill levy is for each thing. So Butler County has a mill levy. The school has a mill levy. Pleasant Township has a mill levy. Fire Department has a mill levy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm aware of that.
So everybody has their own mill levy, and we go to a meeting in July, and we work out what that will be. We only increased it by a quarter of a mill. Quarter of a mill levy, sorry. Yeah. A quarter of a percent. Just because of inflation. I mean, we have to buy all the gas that everybody else has to buy, and everything went up. So most other entities, when I asked, they were increasing by a half to a point and a half. So I think we did a damn good job of trying to keep our side of the taxes low. Our taxes consist of 12% of the entire budget for Butler County, of what you pay for taxes.
But you add that plus what they want to raise on your value, it's ridiculous.
We're all in the same boat. I agree with you 100%. I hate to have to pay the amount of money for a house that I know I can't sell for that price.
Right, I started to have volunteers sell my property for what they've got on here.
I agree. I think that the way the market is going, that next year when they reevaluate, I would hope that it all drops back down.
I'm not meaning anything towards you guys, but I caught them out on my property this year, parking their equipment and everything, and they tore the devil out of it, and they've been tearing the devil out of it for quite a while. They finally, when I caught them, they stopped. They put me a little bit of a partial road back in where they've tore it up, because I have nobody out there. It's just plain land. But I got a couple of pole barns left on. But they didn't think that land belonged to anybody. I'm like, how in the devil can you not? I pay taxes every year. So what makes you think nobody owns that?
And then you're overdosing.
But this is gone constantly, and they tore up. I had a circle drive. There is no circle left. They tore one side on the
And
south
who is
side.
They? I mean,
the county.
Oh, the county. Okay. Well, that is interesting that they wouldn't.
Where do you live at?
Right there on 47th, right at the Rose Hill Road.
Remington
Road.
The railroad track.
Right there at the railroad track.
Right on the corner.
I bought 8 acres.
We just did a lot of work.
Evidently, with the roads that they put in and
fixing the roads in there,
left.
But yeah, they did take a chunk
and
out of that backside.
Mm-hmm. And then they've changed the easement going through the middle of
our
property.
When they were out there doing the asphalt on the road, they parked their equipment, left tar laying in our property.
So you guys are right there on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had their equipment.
Well, they did put
me
an old trespassing sign up there, because I put them up there before, but they got tore down.
Right.
So.
Good to know. Good to know.
And I'm sorry, can I get your name?
Patsy Allen.
Thank you.
So.
And now, every time we go out there to mow, we hit asphalt, rock.
And you've contacted Butler County to have them?
All they did was come out and put a sign up and put about maybe 50 foot of driveway back in.
When Jeff's got to go over there, well, not Jeff, Randy, sorry. Randy's got some culverts to do over there. I'll have him stop with the backhoe and pick it up.
Okay.
Clean it up.
Because that whole corner has been destroyed.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about now,
and
yes.
Betty,
I don't
you're talking about
times.
Putting in free culverts? I've got two that's been destroyed with the trucks going in and out over them.
They're not easy on things.
No, they're not. No, with that big equipment, and then they just go in there and run back and forth all over it, leave ruts and everything else.
And
it's hard to try to take
track,
care of it.
They're bush hogs, they park them on the property. Don't ask, they just pull up there and park, like it's an easement.
I'll say something.
I got one simple question. As I bike around, I see spurts of paint, white paint. Is that marking distance or something? Or usually in front of driveways, there's a big blob of white paint and then a small. Is that just somebody's paint truck spilling, or is that?
Where are you talking about?
Well, I've seen it on 146 Terrace. I've seen it on Andover Road. But there's just like somebody comes along every so often and drops a drop of paint that just.
Most of the time, it's just a measure.
And there's enough driveways with a bigger blob of stuff in front of it. And I thought somebody's measured something. I thought you might know what.
No clue.
I don't know what it is either.
Most of the time, it's they just usually. Usually they put a little stake and a little feather up there if they're measuring.
Came after all the flags were done, so I just thought maybe you might know.
Nope.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Too late. You have to wait till next month.
I'll just say it now. I got my certifications coming. Welding certification through 24. I got my air brakes and brakes through the DOT. It's in my bike right now.
Okay.
And I'm getting air conditioning. I'll have all three certifications by January 1st.
And can you work on the one up there right now?
What's that?
The one here. I'm kidding.
The AC here. Oh. As everybody's sweating.
Hey, what is it?